Good morning, everyone. I can tell, I can just tell that a lot of the people in this room are Fox viewers. I can just feel it. I was standing outside the hotel, the Sheraton, across the street. I was standing outside last night for about 20 minutes. I must have met half the population of Kansas. They were right there. And the entire population of South Dakota. And both of the delegates from Alaska. I'm kidding you not. It's true. Ladies and gentlemen, full disclosure, I have a lot in common with you. You wouldn't think so with a voice like this and dressed like this, but boy, I have a lot in common with you because I am a farmer. Yes, I am. I am a tree farmer. I grow hardwood deciduous trees in upstate New York, and it's a profitable business. So I have a bond with you in two ways. Yes, I am a farmer, so are you. And yes, both of us are worried stiff about estate taxes, right? Got it. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you may think that someone like me knows absolutely nothing about the National Cattlemen Beef Association. You are totally wrong. I know the NCBA very well. I know it to be a very well-run, sharp-edged, intelligent organization, and I know this from my own personal experience. Let me explain. When we were making plans for me to be with you 6-8 months ago, someone from the NCBA called up my agent. Now look, in television news, everybody has an agent. It's a bit like professional sports. The agents run the business, but that's another story entirely. NCBA says to my agent, "Does Mr. Varney believe in free speech?" What kind of a question is that for a man who works for the Fox News Channel, may I ask? Now, you pay your agent an arm and a leg to represent your interests. And so, of course, he said immediately, "What are you thinking? Of course Varney believes in free speech." Whereupon, the NCBA shot back immediately and said, "In that case, will he give one?" Wow. Now, that's the kind of organization I want on my side. And number two, you'll be pleased to know that my remarks, therefore, will be extremely short this morning. Well, it does raise the question, doesn't it? What are you going to talk about? I mean, we literally made plans, I think it was 8 months ago, and the question came up, well, what are you going to talk about? I put it to you. In this day and age, how can you possibly say 6-8 months in advance, I'm going to talk about this, this, and this? You can't do that today. You simply can't do it. We live in an extraordinary time, for me in the news business, where you are, it's like taking a shower in news developments. They just cascade upon you constantly in a way that they did not 4, 5, 6 years ago. For a few years ago, my job, of course, is to get up in the morning and figure out a whole list of stories which are going to attract your attention. I must grab your attention. I must give you breaking, developing news that's of interest to you, your business, your money, your investments. I've got to grab your attention. I live and die by eyeballs on me. So I've got to be grabby. 5-6 years ago, it was very difficult to come up with one or two what we call grabby stories. Today, that is totally different. Just look at the list that I made when I got up this morning. It's a long list, but they're all grabby stories. Item one, from D.C. There is a new bill on the floor of the House of Representatives which would take an extra $1 trillion from successful, so-called rich people. $1 trillion. The bill has been proposed by Keith Ellison, Democrat, Minnesota. He would reduce or eliminate every single deduction, he calls them loopholes, which you use. $1 trillion immediately. He wants it, and he wants it now. That's item one. Now that is a grabby headline.